gentlemen, good day and welcome to Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited's Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agarwal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gaurav Goyal, Managing Director, along with his colleagues, Mr. Anant Pandey, CEO, Mr. Sushil Mehrotra, CFO, Mr. Vineet Gupta, VP Finance, and Mr. Akshat Kapoor, VP Operations. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Gaurav.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Naveen. Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to all those who are present in the Dhampur Sugar Mills Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. First of all, let me share the operating numbers of the company. The company crushed 7.45 lakh tons of cane in this quarter, vis-a-vis 7.18 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter last year. During the season 22-23, cane crushed was higher by 7% at 39.28 lakh tons. This was against 36.61 lakh tons during the season 21-22. During season 22-23, Dhampur unit crushed 26.5 lakh tons cane, which was the highest ever in the history of the Dhampur unit. During the quarter, we have successfully commissioned the 100 kiloliters per day grain-based distillery, as also additional 5.5 megawatt capacity for cogeneration of power in the Dhampur unit. The gross recovery in this quarter was marginally lower at 12.39% versus 12.65% in the corresponding quarter last year. Sugar production during the quarter is 0.51 lakh tons versus 0.57 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter. This was lower mainly on account of diversion of 2.63 lakh tons of cane for production of ethanol through the syrup route, which was 1.76 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter last year. Sugar sales during the quarter has been 1.22 lakh tons. In the corresponding quarter last year, the company sold 0.90 lakh tons white sugar and 0.32 lakh tons of raw sugar, aggregating to total sugar sales of same, 1.22 lakh tons. Average sugar realization in this quarter has been ₹36,387 per ton versus ₹34,469 per ton in corresponding quarter last year. Moving on to ethanol, our total ethanol production during the quarter is higher by 70% at 335.30 lakh liters versus 196.85 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter last year. Production during the quarter through syrup route is 211.52 lakh liters and from B-heavy molasses is 123.7 lakh liters. This was against 152.27 lakh liters through syrup route last year and 44.58 lakh liters from B-heavy molasses in the corresponding quarter last year. Sales of ethanol during the quarter is 251.56 lakh liters through syrup route and 105.89 lakh liters through B-heavy molasses versus 171 lakh liters through syrup route and 49.4 lakh liters from B-heavy molasses in the corresponding quarter last year. This is an increase of about 62%. In chemical segment, the production of ethyl acetate is 101.85 lakh kgs, which was 14.54% higher compared to the previous corresponding quarter last year. Sales of ethyl acetate, 101.78 lakh kgs versus 96.07 lakh kgs in the corresponding quarter last year. In the potable spirit section, production of potable spirit is 6.2 lakh cases versus 5.91 lakh cases in the corresponding quarter last year. And the sale of potable spirit is 5.95 lakh cases versus 5.77 lakh cases in the corresponding quarter last year. Those were the operation numbers, and I would like to invite Our CFO, Sushil Mehrotra, will take you through the financial performance of the company. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good afternoon once again, ladies and gentlemen. And a warm welcome to our earnings call for Q1 FY24. Coming to the financial performance of the company, our board of directors approved the results for Q1 FY24 yesterday, that was 8th of August 23. During the quarter ended June 23, our overall financial performance has shown improvement on all the fronts. Income from operations is higher by 11% at 915.9 crores versus 824.6 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. Profit before tax is higher by 26% at 67.8 crores, which was 53.8 crores last year in the same quarter. Profit after tax is higher by 27% at 45.2 crores, which was 35.7 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. And the cash profit is higher by 24% at 69.5 crores vis-a-vis 56.1 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. The sugar inventory valuation rate is 32.15 per kg as on 30th June 2023. The closing sugar inventory as on 30th June 23 is 0.48 lakh tons, which is lower mainly on account of diversion of 2.63 lakh tons of cane for production of ethanol through syrup route, which is higher by 49% as compared to corresponding quarter last year. Let me now take you through the business-wise performance. Our revenue from sugar business is higher by 6% at 581.6 crores versus 548.2 crores last year in the same quarter. Revenue from power business is higher by 7% at 46.8 crores versus 43.8 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. Revenue from ethanol business is higher by 66% at 238.3 crores versus 143.8 crores in the corresponding quarter last year, which is mainly on account of better utilization of efficiencies and our additional capacity which was commissioned in Feb 2023. Revenue from chemical business is marginally lower by 11% at 81 crores versus 91.3 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. Revenue from potable spirits is higher by 4% at 143 crores versus 137.6 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. Our profit from sugar business is 27 crores versus 25.5 crores. Power business profit is 16 crores versus 16.6 crores, almost same as last year. From ethanol, the profit is higher by 51% at 39.2 crores versus 26 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. From chemical business, the profit is 7.2 crores versus 10.6 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year. And the potable spirits is 1.1 crores versus 0.01 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year. Now coming to consolidated results, revenue from operations during the quarter stood at 916.4 crores versus 833.9 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. EBITDA is 95.5 crores versus 86.9 crores. Profit before tax is 68 crores versus 57.4 crores. And profit after tax is 45.4 crores versus 39.3 crores last year. The cash profit is 69.7 crores in this year, June quarter, versus 59.7 crores in the corresponding quarter of last financial year. With that, I would like to thank you once again for joining us on this conference call. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wishes to ask questions may press star and one now. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one. We'll take the first question from the line of Kaustubh Pawaskar from Sharekhan by BNB Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving me the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. First, on what will be our distillery capacity now after addition of this 100 KL new capacity? And my second question is on the sugar production. So for this upcoming sugar season, what is your outlook in terms of production and, acreage?
So distillery capacity with the current expansion, we have gone up to 350 KL per day on sea heavy molasses plus 100 KL per day on grain. So we can run either all. Either we can run almost about 475 or 480 KL on B heavy and otherwise 350 on C heavy and 100 on grain.
Okay. And on sugar production, what is your outlook for the upcoming?
Again, very early days as of now. So we've been having a lot of rains all over India right now. It seems that vis-a-vis North India, at least I can say that the yield seems to be slightly higher. But right, the low-lying areas, you know, where there's a bit of flooding, it's still early days, but I still believe that North India should make more than what we did last year. But I think in the Q2 call, I'll be able to offer you all better numbers because, you know, rains are still on as of now as we speak.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Nikhil Sabu from SKP Securities. Please go ahead. Ms. Sabu, I have unmuted your line. Kindly proceed with your question.
Oh, so sorry. Thank you. Sir, now with enhanced capacity, distillery capacity, 350 KLPD from sea heavy route and 100 KLPD from grain, so what would be our guidance for ethanol production for FY24?
See, again, on that, it becomes slightly hard to answer as of now because, you know, we are not sure about what will be the policy of levy, which is there in UP, which you all must have heard in your earlier calls. So that, because of that, we are still not sure, but if we see that on our B heavy and syrup, we can go up to 455 KL and to run for 345 days at least. So from that perspective, we can do almost close to about 14 and a half crore, even if we take a levy. So, you know, that is what we'll have to just wait and watch, that what is the levy policy that UP takes in the year 23-24. But I would say that safely we can talk about 11 and a half to 12 crores is what we can supply to the OMCs next year.
Okay. And, sir, additional anything from grain?
This is a part of grain. So grain was put as an option in case we all believe that sugar prices or B-heavy prices are more viable. At that point in time, we can shift 100 KL of our full 455 into grain. So grain for us is an option. With the increase in grain prices that we have seen, which have happened last week, we do plan to start our grain plant back. So grain will always be an option for us. And grain was put up only from that perspective as to how much of sugar I will sacrifice and how much of that I'll put into grain.
Got it. Sir, of late, the FCI has stopped supplying grains and government has also compensated, OMCs have also compensated in terms of better prices. They have revised the prices higher, but still, prices are not as remunerative as compared to your FCI supply. So what will be like your guidance if this FCI issue remains for a long period, then what would be our strategy here, sir?
See, again, as I said earlier also out here to you, so grain for us is an option. As soon as you see there is a better opportunity vis-a-vis sugar, sacrifice and grain, we will move to grain. So we are not single plant which can only do grain or be heavy or syrup. Ours is all joint. So from that perspective, this is the beauty that we have right now within our structure, is that in case we find the margins better from grain, we can switch 100 KL to grain, or we stick to syrup and to be heavy. So this is an advantage that Dhampur has got as of now.
Okay, got it, sir. So my last question is, for sugar season 22-23, our focus was more towards diversion. Right. And as of now, our sugar inventory is on the lower side. So by when do we expect that complete inventory to get liquidated? And what would be our strategy for next year? Because currently when the sugar prices are quite high, it's in the range of 36 to 37, but we are low on sugar inventory right now. So I just need
this is a call out here, Nikhil, that we will take year on year. I still believe that even next year, India will have a surplus. Whether exports are done or not, I really can't say as of now. So as far as Dhampur goes, we'll still continue our focus on diverting sugar more and more. And that is one of the reasons why you are seeing our stock to be low. Now, I could have had a higher stock and, you know, not done this. So I would always say that India, as long as we are in surplus, as far as Dhampur goes, we would like to go more on the side of diversion to the OMCs rather than us making sugar. Now, vis-a-vis grain, we may bring that down. If the grain prices sort of drop, grain prices and the grain OMC prices go up, that opportunity, as I said, will always be there. So sugar stocks for me are always good to be low, right? So sugar stocks, we don't ever want to have high sugar stocks. And I can say it for everyone. Sugar stocks in India are healthy as of now, so there is no issue of sugar shortage. Every company will play its own little sort of, you know, tweaks and balances, but I think that we are in a sweet spot as of now.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, please press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Udit Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, I would like to understand, sir, after the increase in the prices by the government for the grain base, sir, is it now remunerative or is it still not that remunerative anymore?
No, even after the increase in the prices that they've done, I think that we have just about come to some sort of a break-even status. Because since FCI said no for supplies and then rice exports were banned, prices have sort of, you know, gone up as such in the open market. So I'm very happy that government has taken the stand. But even after the price which has gone up for rice by almost 4.8 and for maize by about 6, it is just about viable right now, but it's not some higher margin gain that we all are playing.
So the price in the broken for the broken rice in the market is about 24 rupees per kg, sir?
More than that, in fact.
It is actually more than that. So 25, by the time it will reach our plant, it will be about 25.5. So and plus also the availability of broken rice is also limited as of now. So apart from the price perspective, the availability is the issue.
So are we just doing it from rice or were we looking at corn also?
No, so we have just started from maize as we speak.
Okay. So that is more remunerative for us?
As of now, again, we are trying maize for the first time. So we'll have to see what are the yields. We've done our homework on paper, but once we go into actual practicality of the plant, we will know exactly what are the costs, what is the amount of DDGS that we will get. So I think that again, but again, we all don't believe that maize will be a loss, but we'll have to wait and watch to see exactly what are the margins that we have out of maize.
And sir, the DDGS prices, have they also come down?
Yes. DGA prices have also been down for the last about 2.5 months.
So how much are they now at?
So they were down to almost about 24. Now they are up to about 25, 25.5.
Okay. And for the bagasse prices, are they ruling stable in case we sell any?
No, we all don't sell any as of now. So all stock that we have, we all have not sold anything or had to buy. So that's why, but gas prices, as far as I know, what they are hovering in North India is about 3,000 to 3,500 per ton is the price as of now.
Okay. So by next quarter, you'll be able to give us a better idea for the grain this year, I guess.
Yes, for surely.
Definitely.
And sir, for the last question that you just took, that about the levy molasses could change in this year. So if we assume that the levy molasses remain the same, so then we can supply about 12 crore liters to the ONC?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Aditya Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, all. My question is about the transfer pricing and recovery of syrup and bee heavy. And also, can you shed some light on the costing in terms of yield?
So transfer pricing right now for bee heavy is 1125. For syrup is 1450. As far as the yield goes, syrup yield, bee heavy yields anything from, depending on the TRS, right? So there is no actual rule on that, but you should assume from 300 to 310 is the yield for bee heavy. Syrup, the yield obviously varies again vis-a-vis what is the pollen cane at that point of time. So it's very hard to put a number because the pollen cane is lower during the starting, then it goes up during Jan, Feb, March. So that's why the yield is not very easy to judge. There is no average that I can offer you.
Okay. And also congratulations to Dhampur for the highest crushing.
Thank you so much. Maybe it's a second kind of two.
That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, please press star and one.
I think it's okay. I think that because they've already had so many sugar costs till now, everyone has got all the answers.
Sir, we have one participant.
Okay, sure. As you like. I'm free.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Udit Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I had another question, sir. So we were earlier thinking of doing something in the chemicals or the bioplastics line, sir. Is there any progress on that front?
Not as of now, because there are so many other opportunities which the government has thrown up in front of us, vis-a-vis CBG, potash. So, you know, from that perspective, we are seeing this to be a line that, you know, perhaps is right down our alley right now. So chemical, the option isn't shut right now, but we are studying more on the CBG part as of now.
Okay. And sir, for the lifting from the OMC, sir, there was some company that said that there was a problem in the last quarter or in the current quarter. So how is it going
for us? I think it has all become fine for us at least. We haven't had an issue for the last about 2 months now. Earlier, yes, for 1 month we had slight bit of issues, but right now we have had no issues at all, and it's going pretty smoothly as we speak.
And so do we have storage capacities of ethanol for about a month or so? Because everyone is saying that
yes,
we will now need to keep a little bit of inventory.
Yeah, we all do. So as per the new norms which have been fixed, Dhampur has full storage both for feedstock and for the final product.
And so are we looking at any capex in the current financial year, sir, other than maintenance capex?
Not really. We are expanding Dhampur by 1,000 tons of cane crush per day, but that's again not really expansion. That's just tweaking. As such, we have no major expansion plans apart from making our plants more robust.
Okay. And sir, the Bindal Agro plant, sir, that you spoken about last time, is there any like fresh update or like are we expecting any loss due to that?
So obviously some of our cane is going to go if they start. When they start, I really can't say. But we've already made plans that we still should be able to crush almost the same as what we did for the year 2022-2023. We may be slightly lower, but it will not be very, very high. So yes, we will surely will lose some cane to them if they start.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question in queue. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Goel for closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
On behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited, we would like to once again thank you all for taking your time out for this conference call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us either by phone or by email. You can also visit our website www.dhampursugar.com and post any queries you may have, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.